Blog Talk Radio.
Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon, final Sunday of 2019. Real quick before we jump into things, if you're looking for some wrestling today, Powerbomb Wrestling in Toledo, Ohio. You have Primetime Wrestling in Paris, Kentucky. And Blue Collar Wrestling, where you can find myself later today at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon. It is Clash of the Titans 5 today. Huge show for BCW, so if you're in the Pacific Northwest, come see us at the North Portland Eagles. And speaking of that very promotion, we are joined today by someone who will be there later today, someone that has been a staple of Blue Collar Wrestling for a number of years. Our guest today is Skull, and Skull is joined, of course, by the person he represents, Darkness. Darkness, thank you for bringing Skull to us today.
No problem.
Now, I understand there is some sort of ceremony that goes on that allows Skull to speak through you. Is that a thing that happens?
It's only been done a couple of times, and instead of me, because it gets real finicky with me trying to relay messages. So rather than you ask the question, it tell me what the answer is, and then me tell you the answer is, I'll go ahead and let it speak through me in order to answer your questions for you.
All right. Well, that sounds like a solid plan. If you want to do the ceremony, go right ahead.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Skull, is that you?
Yes.
All right. Well, Skull, thank you for being on today, and since it's your first time as our guest, we'll give you the traditional first-timer question. What got you into the professional wrestling industry?
I found it easier to inflict bodily harm to humans under the guise of professional wrestling. You can easily hurt people and get away with it in a professional wrestling arena.
Now, that is very true. Although professional wrestling, in the strictest terms, is about winning and losing matches and being a professional sport, but you see it as a way to hurt people without being criminally liable. Is that the gist of what you're getting at here?
Exactly. There is no way else for us to continually distribute pain on a legal level unless you do it in some kind of professional sport. And unfortunately, the meat sack known as darkness is not very good at MMA. So we went with the sport of professional wrestling.
What led you to darkness as the person to unleash this pain within the realm of professional wrestling?
Well, fortunately for Darkness, in his early career, he decided to take the easy route to becoming a professional wrestler and call upon mystical entities. Now, these mystical entities, he'd go and decided with his original manager, the Mastermind, to find the Book of Darkness. And though the Book of Darkness has been destroyed, he was able to find a way to bond me to his skull so that I could speak through him. He took a shortcut, and he's been paying for it ever since, basically.
Did you ever get the chance to read from this book and get a feel for what Darkness may have learned from the book? Or is it something that remains mysterious to even you?
I have no eyes to read. I cannot read from the Book of Darkness. Darkness, in his infinite wisdom, or infinite stupidity, decided to bond with the dark force in order to have a voice of reason in the ring. So I have not seen the book. I am only called forth from the book.
You brought up Darkness's previous manager, and for a lack of a better term, a lot of people see you as Darkness's manager, even though Paul Freakshine is, I believe, the manager of record for him. Do you consider yourself a manager, or do you consider yourself to be something other than that?
I consider myself to be the spiritual advisor of Darkness. Paul Freakshow, Freakshine, Freakonomic, whatever he wants to call himself, is the freak show manager. So he pays for hotel rooms and he picks up the tab whenever they go out drinking after the show. I'm put back in my box and sleeping when this happens. I don't know what Pa actually does other than stand around at ringside looking like a goofy guy.
It sounds like maybe there are some conflicts between you and Paul Freakshine. Have the two of you gotten along very well so far? I know Paul has carried you to the ring on many occasions.
And very roughly, too. He must really take it a little more easy with me. I am very fragile. If you have not seen, I'm missing teeth and a jaw. This is my war wounds through the years. In Darkness, all he has is a piece of metal in his leg. But me, I'm missing my teeth. I'm missing my jaw. But Pa, he is the instrument for calling upon from time to time. I tell Darkness, hey, get that old guy to hand you his cane and hit this guy with his cane because you're too stupid to actually follow through with what I'm telling you to do.
how sometimes darkness in a pinch would actually swing you at an opponent and try to clock set opponent with you. I'm sure that hurt. What goes through your thoughts when darkness uses you as a weapon in a match?
I love getting involved whenever I can. And whenever I actually come in contact with the human flesh to cause pain, it gives me a jolt of energy. And every time that it happens, the bond between darkness and myself grows even more. Like I said, we go out there in order to hurt people. And when he uses me to actually inflict pain, that is the perfect moment of symbiotic relationship between us.
Al, you don't seem to mind it if darkness is a little rough with you. You do seem to mind it when Paul Freakshine is rough with you. What are your feelings on if other members of the Freak Show were to use you to inflict pain? Would you be fine with it if Zach Winters were to use you to try to win a match, or would you be against Zach Winters?
I'm all for the infliction of pain. The only problem I have with Paul is he tends to drop me, and there is no pain being inflicted unless you count the concrete, which I know you have much experience with. But when he does it with me, there's nobody on the receiving end of the pain. It's just a hollow, hollow thud on the ground, and nobody is feeling anything.
You referenced me having experience hitting concrete, and I do. I don't know.
So
if
you know firsthand, concrete and skull does not mix.
It does not. Now, when my skull hit the concrete, it cracked. There are apparently many, 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 many cracks in my skull. Have you ever taken a bad fall from the ring and had similar many cracks form in you?
Yes. I, unfortunately, have been thrown around. I've been kicked. I've been stomped on. And I've been used as a foreign international object on many occasions. And even though they may lead to victory, I still have the battle scars throughout my cranium.
As do I. Now, you and I have the shared experiences of cracks in our skull. Darkness and I have the similar experience of metal plates being inserted into our broken legs. Why have the three of us not ever formed a triad and gone after anyone that stands in our path?
You, in our few interactions, have always told me to go to the corner, and you've always told Darkness, no, put the skull down, put the skull down. So I don't understand how we can form an alliance when you're constantly trying to keep us apart.
Well, if we were to form an alliance, that would change the landscape of things. I would definitely allow you to do whatever needed to be done if we were in an alliance.
Well, you're going to be at the AO, what do we say, arena matches for tonight with the BCW. So maybe you pay Darkness visit and we speak on this.
I'm willing to negotiate.
He has a big match tonight against Meat for the belt. And even though we don't count victories or wins or losses, there's going to be a lot of pain involved with this match tonight. And though Darkness has never held a singles championship, Maybe we work a little something out if you are the referee for tonight.
Oh, I'm not in charge of the assignments, but if I get it, maybe pay attention when I'm near your corner. We can talk when I'm near your corner.
That would be beneficial for the both of us.
I believe so.
Now, obviously, darkness is part of the freak show, and you have close ties to that particular group. Have you had contact with any other sports entertainers to try to expand your reach, maybe get out there a little bit more and represent other people?
As far as other wrestlers, let's see. No, I have not come across anyone susceptible enough to my influence. And how weird would that be? How am I going to get to other shows if darkness is not involved? I need to be someplace else. Oh, Seattle. Skull is booked, but not darkness. It does never go well for me.
Maybe if you were to direct darkness to that booking, he could drive you there.
Yes. I think you may be onto something, having darkness act as my personal driver and chauffeur. It might be good for him to expand his business prospects.
It couldn't hurt. There is someone else in the freak show that we had on this very program recently that you have appeared many times in the ring with over the last couple of years, that being Bob. Bob appears to be an absolute genius. Do you and Bob get along well enough to discuss business, or are you and Bob something of at an odds with one another?
Bob and I have a very good business relationship. When it says the Dark Asylum won the tag team championships, that was just me and Bob. They really, you know, Big V and Darkness had nothing much to do with it other than being there. We told them what to do every step of the way. Luckily, their temperaments for the night were on a level where they were susceptible to listening and taking some advice for once. So they were able to walk away with the victory.
Now, someone else that we had very recently on the show has moved to the Pacific Northwest, and he is looking to possibly get more involved in this area. He is a veteran of the wrestling business, having successfully managed Cousin Cooter for a number of years in the Midwest. I'm talking about Chicken Bob, whom happens to live in my gear bag now. Has Skull had the opportunity to meet Chicken Bob as of yet?
As of yet, no. I have not had the pleasure of meeting Chicken Bob. You say he's in your gear bag, correct?
Yes.
Well, you find darkness tonight, and then we may have to have an introduction with Chicken Bob. Maybe Bob, Chicken Bob, and Skull, we form our own faction and get rid of these pathetic meat sacks to carry us around, and we take care of business ourselves.
I think Chicken Bob would enjoy that. Now, Chicken Bob was named in honor of the late Bob Oxley, who now has a prestigious tournament named after him every year in Shelbyville, Indiana. And Chicken Bob, of course, very, very famous. He's been to several states now. Is Skull named after anyone in particular? Is there a story behind the name Skull?
No. Skull is pretty self-explanatory. It's a skull, and it's basically an avatar for the voice of reason and the dark entity that I am to speak to darkness.
Fair enough. Now, blue-collar wrestling, in the last few years, we've seen a handful of steel cage matches. Steel cage matches are some of the more dangerous matches in the sport. I know that you have led Darkness into a few of those cage matches. What do you think of the steel cage match, since there's an extreme good chance to see pain inflicted upon many people?
Well, Slime Guy, as much as I hate to correct you, Darkness has never been involved in a cage match. Every time the cage goes up, Darkness seems to get pushed aside. Last year at Clash of the Champion Titans and everything else, the big clash matches that they had, he just escorted the freak show to the ring. That was against the Moonshiners. I don't know if you remember or not, but there was a bloody toilet at the end of that match. It was the, my God, what did they call it? The Moonshiner Death Match or something of that proportion. He was there, but he was not involved. Every time a War Games comes up, he is not involved. This is one of the things that I have been trying so hard to get him to be a part of. But you know how the wrestling business goes. So never a cage, but a cage is probably one of the best aspects for us because the opponent cannot leave. And we can inflict as much bodily pain as we wish. But unfortunately, I think management is wise to this and have decided to omit him every time one comes up.
Very interesting. I was not aware he had not been in the cage. Now, do you think that Darkness subconsciously might be afraid of the cage matches? Maybe subconsciously he is trying to avoid them, knowing the risk of extreme pain that comes from said match?
No. No. Where does this come from? You are making a false accusation. He only feels pain for momentarily until I can block out the receptors. His body can go as long as it can go, but that is another story altogether. I mean, you break his leg, he can't walk. I can't help with that. Inside the cage, though, he can do whatever he wants. Even with one of you inside, your stripy zebra people, he can still do whatever he wants in the cage. And I think they're trying to avoid some kind of litigation for if he decides to go, you know, ham on somebody in a cage.
Now, is ham a dish that you enjoy eating? Is ham on the diet of Skull? And if not, what exactly is on the diet of Skull?
The souls of the Forsaken. I have no lips. I have no throat. I cannot eat ham. I feed on the suffering of others.
Now, we have a game on this show that we like to play called Word Association. I will throw out the names of some people that you most likely have come across in your career, and the first word or two that pops to mind is the answer. Are you prepared for a round of word association?
I am prepared.
Here we go. Tex Thompson.
Iron Man.
J.B. Moonshine.
Practice Dummy.
Sunny Days.
Where does she go?
Miss Sarah.
The champion?
Mac Traeger.
Mean.
Jakari Guy.
Up and comer?
Just exciting.
I flyer.
Bob.
Bob Chicken or Big V Bob?
Big V's Bob.
I say maniacal genius.
Bob Hardy.
He's okay.
Tommy Celsius.
Multiple personalities.
Brutal Bob Evans.
Very cunning.
And the last one, MD Lysky.
Ah, he's good.
On the Clash of Titans tonight, we're going to see a multi-person match for the Hardcore Championship. The Freak Show is very prominently involved in this match. There seems to have been some infighting recently amongst the Freak Show. We've seen lots of singles matches involving a couple of members of the Freak Show. Is the Freak Show in danger of splintering, do you think? Or do you think that coming out of this match, things will finally be set right?
To tell you the truth, I think that once this match is over and done with, there may be some surprises as to where the direction of this group is going. I am a member of the Freak Show. Big V is a member of the Freak Show. Zach Winters is a member of the Freak Show. And I think that's where it's going to stand at the end of this show tonight. Somebody got a little big for their britches. When you come out and you purposefully try to cost people the ability to hurt others, it gets us a little upset.
Understood. Well, at this time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I am sure he has some questions as well. So, QT, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Sunday. Hello, Mr. Darkness, and hello, Mr. Skull.
Hello.
Mr. Skull, every week, the Turnbuckle Turmoil...
Do not assume my gender.
I assume your gender?
You said the mister. It's just
okay.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Skull, every week, the Turnbuckle Turmoil top 9 7/8 Northwest wrestler rankings are published. You yourself have never been ranked. How much would it mean to you if you were ranked number one and received the coveted fruit pie that is handed out by Turnbuckle Turmoil? Maybe we could squeeze you in on the last of 2019 or the new decade. How much would that mean to you?
Fruit pie is inconsequential. If you make a list to say the most brutal or the most inflicting of pain, and we make a list on that, that's another story. But fruit pie is What is this fruit pie?
Well, there are rumors that I have given out stale fruit pies, and this has caused stomach pain to some people. Yes.
Fruit pie. No stomach here. Hand out those rancid pies as much as you like.
Well, okay. Oh, all right. Well, I would like to expand on Sign Guy's word association with two blue collar alumni. What's the first word that pops into your skull when I say Matt Leiske? Matt Leiske.
Bald. He looks a lot like me.
Oh. Oh, okay. How about CJ Edwards?
Where did he go? I have not seen of the CJ for a while.
Oh, okay. And that concludes our word association. You did very well. Very well. Okay. Well, Skull, do you see yourself as glued to a rope in place of a cowbell for a skull on the rope match between Tex Thompson and Lone Star in 2020?
A skull on a rope match. Oh, my God. I have seen companies die with the on-the-pole thing. Why would they be fighting over me? I don't talk to either of these guys. Tex Thompson, sometimes he's in the corner talking to himself, but maybe that cowbell talks to him. I don't know. But no, I do not see that in the foreseeable future.
Well, the question is, why would they not fight over you? You're in a very attractive skull and possess hidden powers. You know, any wrestler that has you in the corner is bound to have the upper hand, should I say. Yes, upper hand.
Well, if for some reason the meat sack darkness decides to break again, maybe Tex Thompson could be persuaded. I could see, maybe. But I do not see either of them climbing to grab me from a rope. That's, they've been around for a while, and maybe climbing up the rope is not a good idea for them.
Okay. Well, as a behind-the-scenes mover and shaker for Northwest Wrestling, I plan also to be at Blue Collar Wrestling tonight, and I'll talk to Tex Thompson about this. Yes. A skull on a rope match.
Yes. Skull on a rope. It's a new Christmas present for next year. Skull on a rope for all the dads out there.
Yes. Oh, okay. Very good. I have your blessing. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, Mr. Skull, do you plan on tag teaming perhaps with a female skull in 2020? Personally, I'd like to see you and maybe Sunny Days, who would wear a skull helmet made out of paper mache that has dried on a fine mesh of coat hangers and epoxy glue, and you could go up against Chicken and Pa Moonshine with Gregor Petrov as bell ringer. How great would that be?
It could work. Pa Moonshine is nothing more really than coat hangers and paper mache as it is, so it's all pretty much the same thing.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. I think perhaps some people would agree with you, yes. I myself have always had Paul Moonshine's back. Yes, myself. Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, Mr. Skull, in 1999, the movie Mystery Men came out to rave reviews. Hank Azira had the role of the Blue Raja. William H. Macy played the Shoveler. Kel Mitchell played the Invisible Boy. Paul Rubens played the Spleen. Ben Stiller played the role Furious. Wes Studi played the Sphinx. And Jeffrey Rush played Casanova Frankenstein. But my favorite role was played by Jean Garofalo, who played the Bowler. When she showed up for the superhero tryouts, she wowed the other superheroes with her bowling ball that had a skull in it. Did you yourself see this movie, and was the bowler played by Jeanne Garofalo your favorite character?
No, my favorite character is actually when I saw my uncle Jeanne. He was the one that was inside the bowling ball. So it's good to see family make it in Hollywood, because it's a very difficult place from what I'm told. But yes, Uncle Jeanne, he was the one inside there. So every time I watch the movie, I'm like, Uncle Gene, you finally made it. That was my favorite character, the bowling ball skull right there. Uncle Gene. Shout out to Uncle Gene.
Holy, wow, that was your Uncle Gene. He did very good in the movie. Now, did he start
on my
start
mother's
out...
side, twice removed, but yes, Uncle Gene.
Twice removed, okay. Wow, that's, did Uncle Gene start out playing in a thespian club in junior high or high school? And if so, did he participate in the all-time Shakespeare classic, A Midsummer Night's Dream?
He was not in A Midsummer Night's Dream. He was actually in Hamlet. But he was afterwards in The Groundlings, because he has no legs or body. And that's where he got his chops in, making spur-of-the-moment acting stuff. What is that? Improv. Yes. He was a groundling, because no legs or body.
Oh, wow. Now, are there any truths to the rumors that he appeared in the movie Happy Gilmore on the Education Decathlon when Adam Sandler held a skull when he was doing Shakespeare? Was that a skull that Adam – was he the – or she the skull that Adam Sandler was holding?
No, and actually that scene was very really problematic and controversial, because that skull did not have their SAG card. So Uncle Gene, he was very upset, because he was also up for the role. And, they didn't even use a real skull. It was just something made in a shop. So Uncle Gene is still a little bitter about that. It was his part to have, but they decided to go with something that they didn't have a SAG card, or they didn't get paid scale.
Scale, yes. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Well, skull, teeth are not considered to be bones of the skull. My question is, do you wear a mouth guard when wrestling?
Have you seen me? I'm missing my front teeth and the entire bottom of my jaw. No mouth guard here. But, I got my tooth stuck in somebody's eye one time. So, it's all good, as long as it went for a good cause.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Teeth to the skull. Okay, very good. All right. Well, skull, surgical alteration of sexually dimorphic skull features may be carried out as part of facial feminization surgery, a set of reconstructive surgical procedures that can alter male facial features to bring them closer in shape and size, typical female facial features. These procedures can be an important part of the treatment of transgender people for gender dysphoria. My question is, can't you produce the same results by banging your opponent's head into the turnbuckle or steel posts that support the turnbuckles for so often that you don't have to have the surgery? That's my question.
Well, as many times as darkness has smacked JB Moonshine's face into the turnbuckle and the ring post, he's not looking any more girlier than he was before. I don't know if the science of all of that works, but in our experience, the more you hit someone in the face, it does not make them look like a girl.
Oh, okay. Very good point of view. Okay, very good. Okay, Well, skull, the words skull and crossbones appear in quite a few songs. They appear in the song Beer Can Chicken by Kenny Chesney, the song Take It Back by Jimmy Buffett, Burial at Sea by Saint Vitus, and Glass Accident by Neil Young, to name a few. My question is, in 2020, do you plan to use a song with the words skull and crossbones in the lyrics as a new entrance music? Maybe perhaps the Pirate Song by George Harrison?
I do not see that in the immediate future. One of my favorite little ditties is by a band called The Misfits. That song is called Skulls. I tried to get Darkness to use it, but, you know, there's this whole copyright thing. So, you know.
Right.
And okay. That Crimson Ghost, oh my gosh, that a looker.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, okay, yes, I slightly agree there, yes. Very good. Well, Skull, was one of your favorite Baker Pitts moments the time where Roddy Piper broke a coconut over Jimmy Snuka's head?
It was good. The coconut's a little weak. I would have rather seen a skull broken instead of coconut, but, you know, Roddy Piper, that was him at his best right there.
Yes, I believe he raised a bump that went down all the way to a small segment of Jimmy Snuka's skull. Yes, the coconut break.
Ah, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Skull, the Skull and Bones is a secret society of senior, which means fourth year undergraduate students at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, that was founded in 1832. Male society members are called bonesmen, and many have ascended after graduation to positions of prominence in business and or government. Three of them became U.S. presidents: Taft, George Bush Sr., and George Bush Jr. My question is, did you yourself apply to become a member of the Skull and Bones, and did you apply to take classes at Yale?
Yale did not receive my transcripts, I believe. That's the only reason I was denied. But yes, that was my first choice. So when they denied, or they didn't receive my transcripts, Harvard Online was the best place I could get to.
Oh,
because,
Harvard
again,
Online.
Nobody, I couldn't walk the campus.
Yes, couldn't walk the campus, yes. Boy, that's something. Okay, all right. Well, Skull, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners the rumors of who is going to be in the opening match of tonight's action at Blue Collar Wrestling? Can you give us this privileged information?
As far as I am knowing, the first match, unless they do a dark match, is going to be Caleb Rex and the Northwest Assassin. They
Whoa.
Are not friends any longer, and they decided to hash things out in the ring.
Wow, hash things out in the ring. And speaking of hash, I'm a huge fan of corned beef hash. What is, Skull, what is your favorite concession food item at Blue Collar Wrestling? Is it the chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and green beans?
No. I thoroughly enjoy a nice slice of JB Moonshine's soul, because he is always drunk, and I get a little drunk off of that.
Oh, okay. Very well. All right. Very well said. Okay. Well, Skull, very soon, I think contract negotiations with J.D. Mason have kind of fallen by the wayside. J.D. Mason has not responded to our top 9 7/8 Facebook posting for our rankings, Northwest Wrestling rankings. I'm shopping around for another Facebook page. The short of it is, be on the lookout for these Northwest Wrestler rankings by Turnbuckle Turmoil. You yourself might be ranked this week for the first time.
For the pie?
Yes, for the pie.
Our favorite pie is meat pie.
Meat pie.
Yes.
Mince meat.
Oh, mince okay. is okay. always good, too.
Oh, okay. All right, very well. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sun Guy.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Skull, you say your favorite pie is a meat pie. Would your second favorite pie be, in fact, a QT pie?
Oh, I see what you do. You make a whiffy, what is it called? Puns, yes. That's good. Good, I like. Thank you.
All right, QT, we've confirmed he likes QT pie.
Yeah.
All right. Skull, one of the things yeah. that people in the wrestling industry do to try to up their income is merchandising. I don't know if you get a cut out of the Freak Show merchandise, which seems to be moving pretty well. But is there a plan in place for there to be skull-based merchandise in the near future?
Good Lord, man. Do you not work at the BCW? Do you not look at the merchandise table covered in skulls? Come on. This was my idea. I had to get Darkness on board. I was like, get some skulls, put some little handprints on there. You sign the back of them, you sell them to the kids. They're great. But, yes, we have skulls all over the table over there.
Well, it will be a line of merchandise. Are we going to see T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, bumper stickers, that sort of thing?
There's the skulls and there's the shirts. And... yes, every now and then we have some rocks, but that's another story altogether.
Fair enough. Well, we learned earlier this week that New Japan Pro Wrestling is severing ties with Access TV for 2020. We won't see New Japan airing on that network. Japan has become sort of a hotbed in pro wrestling. New Japan in particular has gained a lot of traction in the United States, doing several tours here, co-promoting Madison Square Garden. Of course, the show on Access TV was very popular. Is New Japan Pro Wrestling a place where Skull thinks he or she or they would excel if given the opportunity?
Given the opportunity, I believe with Darkness, because I have to take him everywhere I go. Yes, I believe we have a strong opportunity to hurt people in New Japan Pro Wrestling, or, you know, pretty much anywhere, as long as we can, you know, for people. I think it's a good opportunity for Darkness and myself.
Are there other areas of the world where you think you would be a very good fit?
The African tribe of headhunters? I believe I would get along very well with those guys. Maybe some tribes in the Amazon, along the Amazon River. I don't think they have big wrestling following there, and you know, in the areas of the Amazon. Maybe they do. Maybe it's a whole nother story. But yes, the people in the African headhunter villages, I believe I would get along swimmingly with.
Surprisingly enough, in the Amazon, there in South America, Paraguay had a wrestling territory open up. It was built in large part by several Pacific Northwest-based wrestlers such as Jason Sullivan and Derek Drexel and also Casey Spinelli. Is Paraguay perhaps on the radar now since you mentioned the Amazon?
If Paraguay can hear me right now, give us a call. Darkness has one of the communicator devices for the humans to speak with each other. Make it so. Yes, Paraguay is a good idea.
Well, Darkness, going into Clash of Titans 5, of course, people all around the country want to see what happens tonight, and Blue Collar Wrestling has been streaming its shows on such services as Fight TV and Nothing Else on .TV, as well as a few other sources. What do you think of wrestling companies streaming their shows?
Well, I think it's a pretty good idea because they have only so many channels, and the wrestling promotions outnumber those channels. So in order for people to see what's going on, the more the merrier. The better promotions are the ones that get watched, and they're the ones that can rise to the top.
Fair enough. Well, we are on the last few minutes of today's program, so I want to give you the opportunity, if there's anything you want to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you would like, your social medias, your upcoming appearances, the merchandise, your favorite orthodontist. Floor is all yours.
Okay. Well, Darkness and myself will be appearing tonight at the BCW Clash of the Titans 5. It will be a fatal four-way match for the Hardcore Championship. Meatpack Darkness will be taking on literally Meat with Champion. And Zach Winters and the Big Vicious. It's a whole big freak show thing. That's tonight at 5:30 at the BCW Arena House of Action. You can catch it on Nothing Else on TV. And that's for tonight. Also, this is exclusive. I do not know if Darkness will want me to reveal this. But looking into next year, possibly, it's looking like they're getting the bare bones together. But the Dark Asylum podcast will possibly be taking place. I don't know what he's up to when I'm in my box sleeping, but he and the Big Vicious are going to be two wrestlers not talking about wrestling, mostly nerdy, geeky stuff like, you know, horror movies and, you know, he does what he will on his own time. I have no control over him around then. You can find them at Twitter.com/Dark Asylum Pod. Yes, that is, yes. And he, Darkness, is also on the Facebook. Just, you know, look up Darkness 1138. Because, again, you know, the Misfits, he loves them. I love them. They talk about skulls. It's great.
All right, well, Skull, thank you very much for being with us. And if you want to release Darkness so he can be Darkness yet again, go right ahead.
Okay, hold 1 second. Let's Sign guy?
Darkness?
Hello? Hey, what's going on?
Well, Skull just did a fantastic interview. I'm sure you would approve of at least 70% of what he said, but we're down to the last few minutes. If there's anything you want to say today, go ahead and say what you would like. Plug and promote anything and everything, shows, merchandise, anything you would like, local library, floor is all yours.
Okay. Well, I mean, we got the Clash of the Titans 5 tonight with BCW. I don't know how much Skull's covered with everybody, but we have that tonight. Big Vicious and myself are going to be starting, hopefully, a podcast. You can find us at twitter.com/darkasylumpod. And if you want any of their secret freak show merchandise, if you go to Amazon and you look up the keyword dark designs, a lot of the T-shirts that haven't been printed yet, they're there, but they're waiting on final confirmation from everybody. So there's a couple of shirts you can get there as far as merchandise goes. And other than that, you know, I think that's all we got.
Well, I want to thank you very much for allowing us to use your vessel as the source for Skull's interview. We appreciate that. I will see you later tonight at Clash of Titans 5. Well, fans, definitely if you're in the Northwest, come check out Clash of Titans 5. It's going to be the biggest show of the year for blue collar wrestling. And also get out there if you're in the Kentucky area, you have time to make it to Primetime Wrestling. Check out legendary Larry D before he hits the road full time for Impact. And we will be back with you next week. Next Friday, we kick off Northwest Pro Month with the Lumberjack. And 1 week from today, we will start Wrestle Club Month. First guest for Wrestle Club Month, Kiki Starling, one of the very first lady wrestlers out of Idaho. So should be a fantastic time next week. Get out there, support your local independents, and we will talk to you soon.